Okay. We left off with a discussion of this halacha that the Gemara tells us. They have to read the get. We pointed out before we go back to where we were that the Rishonim ask a few steers to this halacha. One of the Tosos starts with the steer from the Gemara and the Mishnah Daf Pei. Mishnah Daf Pei and Aleph discuss a sad case. The husband and wife were illiterate, apparently. The sofer wrote a get for the husband to give to his wife, wrote a receipt for the wife to give to her husband for receiving the ksuba money, and somehow accidentally gave each one the wrong one. The husband gave the wife a receipt instead of a get. The wife gave the husband a get instead of a receipt. A long time later, all of a sudden, they show someone the piece of paper in their hands and realize that it was the wrong one. And they are in big trouble. Tetzi mizeh mizeh. She's an ashes ish. So Tosfos already asks, hold on a second. Obviously, this is a case where the Edom didn't read it before it was handed over. Because if the Edom hadn't read it, then they would have noticed. So if the Edom didn't read it, then it's possible even if they didn't make a mistake. So why does the Mishnah say it's possible only if they made a mistake?
So, here, Hani Bei Trey, Bechuli, what's the Lashon Tzrichin, Tzrichin Lemekriye? Stira, Midiot, Meha Mishnah, Daf Peyam and Aleph, what's the Diot? The diuk is that in that case, if they hadn't switched, right? Imlo ta'a. She would be considered megareshes. It's only because of the mistake that they were, she's not megareshes. Without a mistake, it would be okay. And what does Tosos give two answers to this question? The order of Tosis' answers. His first answer is yes. His first answer is this din is not so chomer. This din is not so chomer. He says no. Kemlo karu lo tinase ve'emnises lo teitze aval machmas. Hata'os teitze. Right? That you're right, she would be a surah, even if there was no mistake, because they didn't read it. But if they don't read it, that's only a small psul d'rabbanan. Obviously, only psul d'rabbanan, as you put on the board, right in the same place last time. Only psul to be married the chachila. If she was already married, she'd be okay. The Mishnah is telling us, because they made a mistake and gave the wrong piece of paper, then even if she's married, teitze. Second answer in Tosfos is the Mikso Kimta and many other Rishonim. Dekaru ve'ayle levei yadei. The Edom did read it. They did read it, but the sofer put it in his sleeve beforehand, and therefore it got switched. And we know from our Gemara that if they did read it, and he put it into his pocket, as it were, and didn't switch it, then that's okay. That's the case in our Gemara v'Diavad. And that's why if there hadn't been a mistake, it was okay because they read it even though he put it in his pocket. But because he put it in his pocket, there was a mistake. It's puzzle. The Ramban gives a third answer. And he says, hold on a second. He just makes an okimta in that case, which is a very reasonable okimta because it's an okimta of what usually happens. Meaning an okimta of what usually happens is better than an okimta of what only rarely happens. Right? My Risham. Right? That's a case where the sofer didn't just write a receipt and didn't just write a get.
the Sofer wrote and had Edom sign it. And therefore there's Edi Chasima. It says the Rambam, when there's Edi Chasima, you don't need the Edom Asira. Okay, is that true or not? So, we know that, according to the Rambam, the Rishon Esfarad, right, when there's Edi Chasima, you don't need the Edi Masira, as opposed to Tosos, which holds you always need Edi Masira. We had that on Dalav and Aleph, if you recall. And therefore, since we're Edi Chasima, if not for a mistake, should be okay, because even though the Edi Masira are possible, the Edi Chasima are okay, since it was a mistake, so she is in big trouble. Okay, those are the three answers to that question. Agav, at the end of this Tosos points out that the Gemara there says, the poor lady, how is it her fault? What should she have done? And the answer is, she should have had someone read it to check. And here, the read comes up with this famous chumrah, but this is halacha lemaisa. If you ever go to a seder get, we do this. Says the read, what do we see from this Gemara? We see that, lichat, the Gemara says, what did she do wrong? Right? Why is she onus? The answer is, she did something wrong. She should have had someone read it. So the Re said, what do you mean she should have had something? What do you mean she should have had someone read it? If you take this answer, that's a case where they didn't read it at all, then we understand. She should have had someone read it and follow the halacha. But if you take this case, that she did have someone read it, he just put it into his pocket, then what do you mean she should have had someone read it? She did have someone read it. So the Re learns from here that lechatchila, you're supposed to have someone read the get before the nesina and after the nesina, just to be on the safe side in case of mistakes. And that requires me mechadesh that you always need two readings of the get. One from our Gemara beforehand, and another based on that Gemara afterwards. And therefore, adayim hazeh, our minhag is that after the nesina's get, someone always reads the get to make sure that it wasn't accidentally switched. All the poskim say, even though we're machmer every chumrah get, all the other rishonim say that's not true. Artos doesn't, and the Rashi and everyone else says that's not necessarily a good deal. This is only a case where he put it in his pocket. Meanwhile, that's why you should have read it twice. But if the sofer doesn't put it in his pocket, then the husband doesn't put it in his pocket, and we see the get the whole time, then there's no need to read it twice. Okay, halacha lemaisa, we assume ikra din, there's no need to read it twice unless someone put it in their pocket. The minhag is to read it always twice beforehand based on our Gemara, and afterwards based on that Gemara. Yes?
Isn't that stretching it though? You're blaming her because she's illiterate, and a woman back in those times didn't learn anything, and now you're asking her to pick up these chumras? And if she doesn't, it's her fault.
It's a good question. Apparently, people should be very careful. Even if they're illiterate, they should have street smarts. And they should know that if something's so important, they should make extra sure that they got the right piece of paper. It could very well be that illiterate people in those days knew that, the system could take advantage of them. And a regular average man on the street, woman on the street, illiterate person in those days, knew that when something important they have to get to read it to them. So I don't think it's so great. Okay, Victor. They also, of course, all the Rishonim are bothered by the Stira to the end of our Gemara, the case of the Mezuzah. Right? How about Stira? Le Sof. Sugya Khan. What happens at the end of the sugya? We don't know if it was a get or a mezuzah, right? So what do we say? If he threw it and they found a mezuzah, we assume he threw her a mezuzah. If he threw it and found three mezuzahs, then we assume he threw her a get, which was stolen by mice, and those mezuzahs were there anyway. Hold on a second. If the Edom read it, then we know what it was, right? So it must be a case where the Edom didn't read it. If the Edom didn't read it, then it's no good anyway. So what's the point? Right? So what's the diuk? Right? Mestama, Myri, Delokaru, Ve'im Cain, it's Puzzle, Afilu, Nimtu, Bet Vegimel Mezuzos. Right? So, how can we say if you find two or three mezuzos, it's okay? After all, if they read it, then who cares what we look for anyway? We know what it is. And if they didn't read it, then how does it help? Valid question. The Ramban gives two answers here. Basically, the Ramban, everyone deals with it, and there are two answers to this question. One answer, the Ramban says, makes an okimta, that they did read it. if they read it, then who cares if I'm one mezuzah or three mezuzahs? If they read it, we know it was a get. So the answer is, v'aylei liyadei. Must be cases, just make the same old kip to the Gemara, makes for that brisa, make for every other case in Shas, right? That it was a case where they read it, but he put it in his pocket, and therefore we're not 100% sure if it's the same one or not, and therefore if we find one mezuzah, it's no good. If we find two mezuzahs, it is okay. The other option is, the Ramban and the Rashba answer, they say no, the Gemara never meant, here, make two assumptions, without reading, she's still suffic megareshes, just not vada megareshes. And I want to make two assumptions. That in lo karu, she's still megareshes me suffic. We don't mean, like the Amshel Shlomo, that if the Edom don't read it, she's not megareshes at all. We mean if the Edom don't read it, she's suffic megareshes. And Havanas HaGemara Lomar She'im Matsu, Beis, V'gimel, Mezuzos, Megureshes, Misafik. And therefore, there's no stira. The Gemara didn't mean if they find three Mezuzos, she's Vaday Megureshes. They just mean she's Safik Megureshes. What's the Nafgamina? She can never marry Kohen. And they didn't mean if you don't read it, she's Vaday not Megureshes. They just mean if you don't read it, she's Safik Megureshes. So therefore, there's no stira. They didn't read it, she's Safik Megureshes. And if you find three Mezuzos, she's Safik Megureshes. That's basically two ways of reading the case of the mezuzahs. Do we say that, without getting into too much, if they find one mezuzah, she's vada not megareshes. If they find two or three mezuzahs, she's suffic megareshes. That's what they're assuming. Or no, maybe if they find one mezuzah, she's suffic megareshes. Two or three mezuzahs, she's vada megareshes. So they're assuming what the Gemara meant is that if you find two or three mezuzahs, she's suffic megareshes, because they didn't read it, and that's fine. If you find one mezuzah, she's vada not megareshes, and she's even permitted to a kohen. Okay, you could also ask the question the Rashba deals with from Shmuel above, right? If you have to read it beforehand, what's the case of Shmuel that we think maybe it was written by Mei Milan? What do you mean? They read it. We know if it was written by Mei Milan or not. Right? So in the end, Tosos is not directly asking this, but bothered. How do we think that, you know, if they didn't read it, how do we know what was there? So in the end, that's not really such a strong question. Most of the Rishonim are not terribly bothered by it. Why? Because in the end, the Pesach of Shmuel is Chayshinan Ka'amar. Right? Shmuel's Pesach is that merely Chayshinan Ka'amar, meaning Safik Megureshes. And therefore, since, according to most poskim, even if they don't read it, she's still Safik Megureshes. And also, Shmuel says that she's Safik Megureshes, so even though they didn't read it, it's not a problem. Okay, you could also give other answers as well. The Rashba suggests, well, they read it later, maybe reading it later is good enough, we'll get back to it in a moment. Or maybe you can make the okimta that, you know, he wrote it and then put it in his pocket. Okay, so this is, we'll see how some of these answers tie in to something we're going to discuss now. And now, let's chazer the chakira we said last time. Because there's a fundamental chakira here about why the two Eidim, Nesira, have to read it, right? That's what we had on the board last time, the machlokes in the Ritva Michad and the Ramban Michad. And the Ritva and the Ran, and the Amshul Shlomo very forcefully, Me'idach. Why do the Eide Mesira have to read it? As we know, there are two functions to Eidim in all these things. There's Eide Birur, to prove it later, and there's Eide Kiyum, to establish that it happened right now. So, the Tzrichi Limikriye, why do they have to Limikriye? So says the Ramban, because of Birur HaDavar. The Ramban says, what's the problem? The problem isn't, I think, the Ramban is pretty clear, as we'll see. The problem is not whether or not the Gerushin is Chal right now. It's whether you can prove it later. Right? The problem is Birur HaDavar. But he's not worried about it doesn't seem to be worried about, and certainly many other people are not worried about the Kiyum Hadavar. Right? Nah, the Edom are here. You have Edom here. The question is, can you prove later what happened or not? After all, she's Becheskes Eishes Ish. If she can't prove later what happened, then maybe up in Shemayim they know what happened, but it's not going to help her.
So you can't prove it later. Lashon Rabban is the Baal can later stay Shtar Amon and Shtar Pasim. Right?
On the other hand, you have the Ritva and the Ran. The Ritva and the Ran say, if you remember what we quoted from the Ritva, in Shmuel's case, what did the Ritva say? The Ritva says, we're sure the Baal is telling the truth that it's a get. Mitzad Birur, we always believe the Baal that it's a get. There's no chisaron of Birur. The problem is Mitzad Kiyom. Eide Kiyom, they say, Krisas Nasa al Yodam. There have to be Eidim who themselves see the whole thing in order to make the Chalos happen. And since there were no Eidim who themselves saw the whole thing happen, therefore it's a chisaron Eidos Le Kiyom Hadavar.
Maybe
they're about
to know
that
it can't be
Mavar,
it's not a key.
It's not... I understand exactly what you're saying. It's not impossible to read that into the Ramban, but there'll be enough other people on the Ramban side who are clear that that's not what they're saying, that I'll say, no.
That's what they want to say about Rabbi Meir. Okay,
I understand, but meaning... If you want to say you're not sure that the Ramban is saying something different, but it doesn't matter because we're sure that the Sefer Truma and the others are saying something different. What's an afkamina? I apologize, I don't remember the order I had on the board. One of the afkamina is what if you could have some other birur that? What if you have some other birur that will substitute and tell you that? What happened? Like, for example, what about Hodas HaBaal? What if the Baal admits it was a get? After all, what's a Lashon HaRabban? The Lashon HaRabban, I understand what Joel said, but if you just take the word straight, he says, the Baal can later deny it and say he gave her a Shtar Pasim. Okay, what if the Baal admits that he gave a get? What if he doesn't deny it? So the Rambam is very mefurish. Even if the Baal later says it was a get, that doesn't help. However, the Riaz in the Shilchei Gevurim says very explicitly, he says, Ukvar bi'arti bi'kuntros harayas b'rayaches, shema ba'al modesh aget kasher, haya harayzim agureshim materis li'nasei, heter gomer if the ba'al's modeh. Why? Mitzakim adover them at the end was neskayim. We just don't know how to prove it later, right? Because if the ba'al denies it later, then it'll be... Suffolk. We don't know if he's telling the truth or she's telling the truth. But if the Baal admits it later, then he will be Neman. And the Sefer Truma thinks the same thing. The Sefer Truma of Rav Baruch Migermaisa, that's Worms, Talmud of the Re, the famous Re who wrote Tosfos, he says, Yeshlomar. What's he bothered by? He's bothered by the following question. He assumes that in this case, the Vlad's not a mamzer. So he says, why isn't in the Mishnah later on Daf Pevav of these are the three getting psul and the Vlad's not a mamzer? If she remarries, the Vlad's not a mamzer. So he says, oh, no problem, because if you all like the mandrum, those three getting in Nisei's Tetzei, this isn't on the list, in Nisei's Lo Tetzei. If you hold like the mandam and those three getting in, he says, Lotetze, this isn't on the list, because then he says Tetze. But then he says, no, I have a better reason why it's not on that list. He says, Amnam Yeshloma to Davka Hachel Pasol, the Kaman Amishtar Pasim, who Elo Kuryu and Nikurin Dvar Shaino get. Well, Baal Moshlom Rakhraiz Agita, Chavar Lokuryu, I get Kasher B'dievet, Viti Nasebo. What does he say? He says, you know why it's not on the list, those three getting? Those three getting are Psulim, regardless of what the husband says. This get, this isn't a get that's pasul. It's only a get that's pasul if the Baal says shtar pasim. Why? Because they never read it. The Baal said shtar pasim. Okay, it's nikkur already. That, you know, it's really shtar pasim. However, the Baal doesn't object. Interesting. He doesn't even say the Baal has to admit. Just the Baal said not object. If the Baal doesn't object, then why shouldn't we believe it's a get? It's perfectly kosher. And that's why it's not in the Mishnah of Gimel Gittin Psulim. Because those getting are pasul no matter... if the Baal is Ma'arer or not. And this is only possible if the Baal is Ma'arer. Then he ends with, Afilo hachi perish mori Rabbeinu would be the Re, the Baal manami lo kroa kodem nisini ye possibly nasebo. Apparently the Re disagreed. Even Baalma means without error. It's possible. But the Sefer Truma himself, right? This is the Sefer Truma and the Re'az
say kosher. Why? The problem wasn't whether it's chal. The problem is just how to prove it later. And if the Baal admits it later, then we take his word for it. Or if the Baal doesn't object later, then we don't have any suspicions. As opposed to the Ri in the Sefer Truma. And the Rambam, and the truth is, I would assume this is the Pashtus, what most people hold. I bet you can dike this in many Rishonim. I didn't bother to go through all the Rishonim. I'm sure you can dike this in many places. They say, nope. It is still puzzle. Theoretically, this is a one-way nafkamina, meaning even if it's inyan of ki, even if it's inyan of birur hadavar, you might still say that even if the Baal admits it's no good, because we know there's a big dion, is a Baal neman to say he divorced his wife. And so the Ritva holds, the Gemara Baba Basar seems to not have a clear conclusion if the Baal's neman to say he divorced his wife. The Ritva says if he gave her a piece of paper and says he divorced his wife, he's neman. Theoretically, you could also say pasal because Baal has no nemanus. Okay, this is a big deal. There's a Baal of nemanus to say he divorced his wife if he did something that looks like divorcing his wife. Normally, it's a big machlokes, and it's not so posh that he's nemanus. Could we be paskin he has suffic nemanus? Okay, so theoretically, maybe even for beer dover, you could say we won't believe the Baal afterwards. But certainly, anyone who says you believe the Baal afterwards says it's fully chal, there's just a problem in beer afterwards. And here, the Baal's mavara for us. Those who say that is Ram Kima Dover, who cares if the Baal admits afterwards? That's the whole point of Edus L'Kima Dover. Even if everyone admits afterwards, if there was no Edus L'Kima Dover, it's no good. Because, yes, the Baal admits it was a get, the Isha admits it was a get. But it was not in front of Edim. Because even though the Edim saw it, it wasn't in front of them because they didn't know what they were seeing.
You discussed earlier that I think it was us that without the Menachar Pagirishin, because it's Chavlach reading, therefore. I mean, that could be why this isn't working
with time without spot,
that's why he doesn't need to
be mode. Correct. The question is just whether he has memonis alts amigo, and, you know, I mean, meaning Tos says it's not still like Eidos because it's half a free. The question is whether he has amigo. That's what the Gemara Basra says. He could be because of amigo, because he could always write a new get. So that's all DM. Does he have memonis because of amigo? But maybe not. Okay. Another possible Nafkamina would be, and the Rav suggested this, and he wanted to dive in the Lashon of the Ran, even though he wasn't exactly discussing this, right? The Rav basically makes this a cure and gives all these Nafkaminas, is, what about Kriya al Yidei Edim Achirim? Right? What if other Edim read it? These Edim didn't read it, but other Edim read it. Right? That's a valid question. So, l'chorah for them, Edus L'kiyam Adavar, you need one set of Edim. Okay, this means certain assumptions, but this is the pashtus assumptions. For them, Edus L'kiyam Adavar, you need one set of Edim who saw the whole thing in order for it to be chal. If you're talking about proving it later, no, maybe you can have these Edim prove that part and these Edim prove this part. Okay, you get into question of Davar L'chatzi Davar, but the Rav assumes this, l'chorah kosher. Right? After all, you know, these two Edom only know that he handed it to her. They don't know it was a get. But other Edom know it was a get, don't know he handed it to her. Lemaisa, we know all the facts. What's the problem? If you say Edom Labir or Dover, no. You need two Edom who saw the Gerishin. Here, you don't have two Edom who saw the Gerishin. You have to start putting things together. And Lachora, you would say, puzzle. Another big question, which is dealt with by the Yamshel Shlomo explicitly, and the...
Why can't you put the two things together? I mean, you put the two things together when you say that...
I know I could put the two things together, but you could not. So give me a second. So why not? Let me come back to that, okay? Okay, what order? Could it be that maybe I should answer why not before I give the nafkaminas? Could be, but we'll live. Worst things have happened. The fascinating question is, what about, this is what Tosfos deals with explicitly, what about Kriya? What if the two Edim, not other people, these two Edim read it, but they don't read it now, they read it later. What if they read it afterwards? So, if it's a matter of Birur HaDavar, then it's a Davar Pashut that it should work, right? We need to prove something. Okay, you can prove it by reading it now, you can prove it later. What's the point? The point is a year later when she wants to get remarried and she brings these Edim into court... Are they going to be able to prove anything or not? So if they never read it, they won't be able to prove anything. They'll say, we saw him hand her a piece of paper, but we don't know what was written in there.
But if they say, we saw him hand her a piece of paper, and then tomorrow, the next day we read it, then they'd be able to prove something. It's a davar pashut that if the chesaron is just biur hadavar, that if they read it later, then it's kosher, which is exactly as shita d'Ramban. The Ramban goes so far as to say they can read it a month later. Oh, if they read it a month later, how do they know they're reading the same piece of paper? So the Ramban says they can read it a month later, al yidei tvias ayin, if they recognize that it's the same piece of paper. After all, right? Tvias ayin is valid in halacha. If I put a steak on a grill in a Central Park full of goyim, and I go to the bathroom and come back, how do I know it's the same steak? So the halacha says, tvias ayin, if I recognize it, it's okay. If I am a shliach carrying the get and I lose the get and I find it, how do I know it's the same get? Tvias ayin, if I recognize it, that is good enough. Everything's much older. Tvias ayin in halacha. Morty's going to say, but how do we know their tvias ayin is good enough, etc., etc.? Okay, their halacha is about tvias ayin.
Halacha has to be a chacham. Tvias ayin only
a chacham. No. The Gemara, you're the havamin of the Gemara, but the Gemara makes it very clear that what is Morty saying? For Hashavas Aveda, if I say, oh, I recognize that it's mine, then we only give him back the Aveda if I'm a Talmud Chacham. But that's not because only a Talmud Chacham knows how to recognize things. It's because otherwise he might be lying in order to get free money, in order to make money. But if it's not, if there's no financial incentive, like by Inyanei Gittin, then even in Am Haaretz we trust this Tvias Ayin, because we fundamentally trust Tvias Ayin. It's just by Aveda you need to be Talmud Chacham, because there's a temptation. Okay, but...
What about the fact that she's holding it?
What?
She's holding it.
What are the fact that she's holding it? No, but why does he need to be a sign? Let's be realistic. You are a very tumimistic fellow. But what if he, in fact, did give her a star possum? And all of a sudden, she opens it up and sees her husband gave her a fake eye. So she could very well say, hold on a second, here's my golden opportunity. Just go have someone write her a get and throw out the fake eye, hold this, and say, look, two people saw my husband give it to me, and here it is. So they need to be a sign to know it's the same thing. Okay, so says kosher, opir sharamban, this is good ramban mishitase, the kosher afilu achar zman rav ayidei tvias ayin, even if it's much later, it doesn't matter. If they saw tvias ayin, that it's the same get, then now we've proven it. However, says the Mordechai, the Yamshel Shlomo, says this out with all the lumdas, he's, you know. But the Mordechai basically says, in the name of the Maharam, the Ram, who's the Ram in the Mordechai? Which Ram is in the Mordechai? The Maharam in Rutenberg, the Rebbe of the Mordechai, and the Rush, and many other people, many other Gedolim. Who remembers where this was? It was Simon Shin Mem something, right? V'im karu achar anesina v'kodo kriya anesina lo karuhu dat lo nere l'ram mishum du inim shas nesina yedu sadi daveget. We need them to know it b'shas nesina, right? That's what he says. It doesn't help to read later. They need to know b'shas nesina. He doesn't say why they need to know b'shas nesina, but explains the Yamshel Shlomo, who's very very stark on the side of the Ritva and the Ran. Right, can I have the Yamshel Shlomo? Okay, if you'll allow an Achron here. It says the Yamshel Shlomo. He says, you know why they need to know B'Shaito? Because Eidei Kiyum. Eidei Kiyum need to witness what's happening then. You can't call it Eidei Kiyum if they find out what happened later. The whole point of Eidei Kiyum, you need to do it in front of Eidim. Eidim need to witness it at the time. You can fill in Birur later. You can't fill in Eidei Kiyum later. Right, if I'm the Kaddish woman, right, and the Eidei Kiyum don't see a Kiddushin, and then later on the Eidei Kiyum go and figure out that there was a Kiddushin, that doesn't help. B'shaito you need Eidei Kiyum. And therefore says the Maharam May Rutenberg, and so says the Yamshel Shlomo Misvarim. Misvari thinks this is true. He just wants to give a little mukum for Tosas as well. Nope, it is totally puzzle. For Eidei, what good does it do for them to read it later? And B'shas Gerushin, it was without Eidim. Oh, the Eidim figured something out later. It doesn't matter. B'shas Gerushin, there were no Eidim. Tosos here, it's not clear what he says. Says Tosos, the very end of Tosos, miupshita dim lokara kodem anasina vakara la'achar anasina dover pashahu dim migureshes. Tosos and most Rishonim say, if you read it afterwards, that is good enough. And that's exactly what the Mordechai was saying. Tosos said this, and the Maharam thinks, Fakir thinks otherwise. So why does Tosos say if you read it afterwards, it's Megureshes? So I think you could take this in perhaps two ways. The Amshul Shlomo wants to be a little more radical, but, you know, here we have sort of Tosos, the ode, Kriya Achar Kach Mehani. This would work very well if it was merely a problem of Birur. Okay, so we don't have a proof yet, but we fill in the proof later. We add more information later and get to a proof. If it's around the Kiyama Dover, that there was Girishin, meaning it was as if you were Garish Lobifne Edom, right? That's the point. If they didn't know what was written at the time, they didn't see a Girishin at the time, you were Megarish Lobifne Edom. Then, how would it help to read afterwards? So, suggest the Amshel Shlomo that maybe it counts as a dekiyum, even if they see it in stages. Even if they don't see it all at once, maybe that counts as a dekiyum. And he points out, particularly if it's right away afterwards, right? He's not sure if you can say Tosos only right away afterwards. Maybe you have to say even a long time afterwards. But particularly if it's right afterwards, then you could say, no, this is a dekiyum. When the divorce happened, it was not in front of Edom. No, when the divorce happened, it was in front of Edom because the process, and even if they look at it a little later, certainly if it's Tokdei Dibur, maybe even if it's Tokdei Asukin Boso Inyan, then you could say that it's all part of what they saw. You know, they saw Gerushin. You're right. At the moment I handed it to my wife, they had not yet seen that I divorced my wife. But in this Ma'amad, they saw particularly if they read it immediately. And maybe what the Tosos means is that they read it immediately. So the Yom Shlomo is not sure. Could you say Tosos only means Tokdei Dibur? I'm wondering if you could stretch it to Tokdei Asukin Boso Inyan. But basically, the Rashba, by the way, also assumes L'chora. Well, I'm not sure. Okay. The Ramban is explicit. You can read it even much later. That works very well for his Mahalach. The Yom Shlomo theoretically at least thinks, like the Maharam, you have to read it beforehand or bust. It doesn't help to read it afterwards. Why? Because there were no edikim b'shas chalos. But how does it help to read it afterwards? There were no edikim b'shas chalos. The Amshul Shlomo suggests that Tosos and many Rishonim would say it's good enough to read it afterwards. That would work fine for his matter of Birur. But after, you could say that even mitzad kiyum hadavar, didn't we say if there were no edikim b'shaito, that's no good? No. Maybe, even if there are no, the Edekim didn't know Peshaito, they could fill it in soon afterwards, or maybe even a long time afterwards, he suggests, and also count the Edekim. You could say the Edekim did see the Gerushin. How did they see the Gerushin? They saw it at the time and filled in a little later, and it was all one big seeing. And maybe it could count for Edekim. It's a Chiddush to say you count it as Edus Lekim Adavar if at the time they weren't sure what they were seeing and had to fill it in and clarify the information later. But maybe you could say that that's what the Amshul Shlomo wants to suggest. So again, I think if they read it soon afterwards, you can maybe get it to work with both shitas. If you say they read a long time afterwards, the Amshul Shlomo still wants to get it to work with both shitas. But Pasha, that works for Birur. If you say it doesn't help to read it afterwards, the Maharam in Britain, where he's clearly saying the problem is not Birur. The problem is Birur, they can read it afterwards. Problem is that it was Girish and Shlomo b'nei Edom. There were no Edom l'kiyum adavar, meaning ki'ilu Girish Shalo Bifne Edim, right? And if you're Garish Shalom Bifne Edim, says Maharam Rutenberg, then the fact that you prove later on that it really happened doesn't help. At the time, you're Megarish Shalo Bifne Edim. Let me throw in one or two more nafkaminas, and soon I might.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What I understand from what you're saying, I think the Rav says it explicitly, if you hold it secure, then it's about that one.
Aha! Okay, that's exactly what I was going to say. What is the din? Din ha'isha bid'i eved
in lo karu es haget. Right? Meaning, what is your din b'di eved if they didn't read the get? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, he thinks that this depends on this chakira. Basically, is she suffik migureshes, like I quoted from many Rishonim? Or is she vadai lo migureshes? Says the Yamshel Shlomo, if it's a lack of Eidus Lakim Hadavar, everyone knows, Effie, let's say the odds are 99% that I really divorced my wife. Just it was without Eidim. So what's her status? She's 100% Eishes Ish, right? Even if I really divorced her. Same for Kedushin, right? Let's say the real truth is that I was Mekadesh the woman, but there were no Eidim. She is 100% not Mekudeshes. What if the real truth is that I divorced my wife, but without Eidim, she is 100% not Mekudeshes. This is the famous sheet of the Yamshel Shlomo. Just switching to blue because the red seems to be Shvach. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, Vadai Eina Migureshes. She's Vadai not Migureshes because without Eidikium, there's Vadai no Gerushin. So then, give me a second. First of all, I did. Give me a second. However, if you say it's a lack of Birur Hadavar, right? We're not sure what happened. It's hard to prove later exactly what happened. Then Menastam, it's hard to prove later exactly what happened. But, meaning, we can't be sure that the piece of paper he gave her was a get. But we can't be sure it's not a get, right? Meaning, there's some odds that it's a get, right? We're not 100% sure that it was a get, because we don't have proof. We're not 100% sure it wasn't a get. He said a reza gitech and gave it to her, right? L'chora, we'd have to be machmer both ways, and she would be...
Rambam! The old Rishonim who say Safek Migureshes, right?
The Yamshel Shlomo wants to claim that Tosfos holds as Vadeina Migureshes, because Tosfos says two deus, one is in Nises Lo Teitse, and the other he doesn't say. So he says that's Vade Lo Migureshes. Abe is pointing out, the Rambam doesn't kill me, because I already pointed out how the Rambam could be on this side, but then basically everyone who says Safek Migureshes, the truth that everyone who says Safek Migureshes is going to be on that side of the Chakira. It's certainly possible that only the Yamshel Shlomo is on his side, in which case the Rambam Rittenberg would also have to say this. And the Rich from the Ram would also have to say this, which is a little dachuk, but I think that this depends on something else. Is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Is this a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? Right? Assuming that this is a Din D'Oraisa, then it's a good nafkamina. If mid'Oraisa they need to read the get, what if they didn't read the get? If it's a lack of Eidikiyam, she's Vadei Ishes Ish. If it's a lack of Birur, she's Safek, because we can't be Mavar, what happened? But what if it's only a Chumer Drabbanan? What if Mida Oraisa Chazaka, that it's a get? And it's only Chumer Drabbanan to read the get? Then either way, we're going to treat her as Safek Migureshes and be Machmer both ways, because Mida Drabbanan, we have to be Machmer both ways. So what I'm saying is that Im Timtzalomar, that didin ze mida oraisa, then you have a valid nafkamina. But im timtzalomar didin ze midrabanan, if you say it's din drabanan, then what are we saying? Mida oraisa, it's a valid get. Midrabanan, they passeled it. Either they passeled the kiyam, or they either choshesh for the biru, or they're chosh for the kiyam. If there's only chomer drabanan. And how do we know some people hold it's Rabbanan? Tosfos says in Nisus Lo Teitse. Obviously thinks it's Rabbanan. If it's in Rabbanan, then either way you would say Safek Migureshes. Why? Because Mida Oraisa she's Migureshes, but Mida Rabbanan there were Choshes. And either way you'd say Safek Migureshes. Why? Because then it wouldn't be enough Gemina. Because if it's a Psul Rabbanan, the Rabbanan can't make her a Vadai Eishes Ish. If Mida Oraisa is a valid get, how can the Rabbanan say, Vada, it's not a valid get? The Rabbanan can't go against the Torah. They can just say, we'll be extra machbir. So what do we... Therefore, what do I mean? I'll just make this a little clearer. Min ha-Torah migureshes umid Rabbanan safek migureshes. And then you say the same thing here. Min ha-Torah migureshes. And even Midrabanan, you can't say Midrabanan, she's a Vada Ishesesh.
If in a Torah she's megureshes and she's a sort of a kohen, how can the rabbanan make her vada yishzish?
Umid rabbanan machmirim aleha kesafek
megureshes. So if you say she's really suffering megureshes in a Torah, that's a nafkamina. If this is the din Torah, this is a great nafkamina. Midin Torah, it's a great nafkamina. If, let's just review, midin Torah, if it's a lack of birur, she's a suffik midoraisa, suffik ugereshes mina Torah, and if it's a lack of kiyum, she's vada ishesesh. But if there's only a chumra drabanan, why would it be a chumra drabanan? Because midoraisa, we assume that what looks like a get is a get. Chazaka, that what looks like a get is a get. Chazaka, when someone gives his wife something and says, arisa gita, if it's a get. It's only midrabanan they were machmir not to trust it and to require that even to read it. So if it's only midrabanan, then it's not enough kamin anymore. Midaraisa, she's divorced. There are banan were machmir on her. When there are banan were machmir on her, what are they going to say? She's not divorced? No, that would be being makel and permitting her to a kohen. They just have to say she's machmir both ways. Whenever it's a get from the Torah, there are banan pasul, you have to be machmir both ways. Can't say it's not a get because it's a get from the Torah. Can't say it is a get because the Rabbanan posseled it. So you're machmer both ways, and machmer both ways is like suffik megureshes. Or, of course, oh,
lo tinase, v'im nises lo teitse, like tosos, right? I mean tosos in one tea. Oh, lo tinase, v'im nises lo teitse.
So basically, I'm saying, if this is a din d'rabbanan, there's not enough gemina. Mida writes that she's divorced. The rabbanan just decided how harsh to be. According to one day, they said, don't get married, but if you're married, it's okay. According to the other day, they said, oh, treat yourself as suffik megureshes. But there's no nafkamina. If it's a din d'oraisa, then it's a good nafkamina of this hakira.
Since we're not sure, most of the Rishonim don't explicate whether it's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan, then we can't be sure whether this is a good nafkamina or not.
Okay, yes.
The Rambam tells us about certain Rishonos. He tells us, Eno get midoraisa, and also means midorabanan. He uses those Rishonos.
Right, here he says neither of those.
That suffix midoraisa doesn't tell us anything but whether he means it's suffix midoraisa, midorabanan. In this particular case, I don't know if it's true in general, because suffix midoraisa appears many times in Hillel's Gershon. In this particular case, he puts the halacha of tzrichin mikvah together in the same halacha with the second next case in the Gemara about if you find two mezuzos and a get, and there the Gemara certainly doesn't say eno migureshes. In fact, there are Rishonim who understand that in that case she's bale migureshes. Rambam passes suffik migureshes in that halacha as well, and it's together in the same halacha.
Okay,
so
you
really want, there it's midrabanan.
Right, that's
very likely that. This
right, but it's hard to prove. Okay,
that's the best that I can.
Yes, now but the Shmuel dealt with, and here, okay, hopefully we'll do this without being too confusing. What if she shows us the get later? She brings us the get later, and it has Eidei Chasima on it.
Okay.
What if she brings the get later? Right, this I think is the first thing. Right. Hotsia haget achar kach v'yesh bo edei chasima. So if you say it was a lack of birur, now we have a full birur. She brings us a get with edei chasima. That's a good enough birur later. That's the whole point of tikkun olam, that the edei chasima are good enough birur later. We don't even need the edei masira for birur, so who cares what they read and didn't read. Then we can say pashut. That it's kosher. Obviously, that's good enough because now she has her proof. But what if it's a lack of kiyum hadavar? This is what we saw in the Beis Shmuel, right? If we say the problem is not that the Eidei Masira can't prove it later, the problem is that they never saw it in the first place. It was Gerish and Shalom if they ate them. Oh, they were standing there? Yeah, but if they didn't know what it was, then it was Gerish and Shalom if they ate them. Then, says the Beis Shmuel, the Beis Shmuel starts with the Ran, so he goes to the Ran. Then he says, it's totally on a pre-existing machlokes. Then says the Beis Shmuel, he says, lefi rif virambam. It's kosher. Because according to the Rif and the Rambam, you don't need any Masira l'kiyam adavar b'dieved. The Eidei Chasima are good enough l'kiyam adavar. Lefi tosfos. Then it would still be possible, because remember the sheet of Tosos, the Eidei Masira karti, that even if it's Eidei Chasima, you still need Eidei Masira to be karti. What?
It's still Trey, Trey. There may the Eidech Hasima Mo'il for Hochacha.
For Bieber afterwards.
But it's Trey. Now you're Machish the Eidech Hasima.
No, because they're made that Kol B'Hechsher Nase. Okay, Lemaisa, I think we would assume they're all that. They're all. It's a good question because you'll give me the Gorang Suvas Daf Yuches. Okay, so you know what? It's a good question. I'm not going to answer it now. I think I can, but I'm not going to answer it now. Okay, this is what the Beis Shmuel says. If they're not a Kiyama Dover, even if they're Eidech Hasima, if you hold like Tosos that the Eidech Hasima are not good enough for Kiyama Dover, then you're still in trouble. If it's Rabira Dover, then push it, it's no problem. I'm going to add one other thing based on a Diuk in the Ritva. And hopefully you won't confuse us too much. What about the following fascinating case? What if the husband says to the wife, Harei ze gitech, and with Eidech Hasima. Here's what you get with Eidech Hasima. The Eidim Asira don't read it. The Eidim Asira don't read it. She takes it, throws it into the fire, and no one ever sees these Eidech Hasima. They're alleged Eidech Hasima. Very different than this case. This case, by the way, is the Ramban and the Tira. The Ramban says, Adaf Pei, how come without Kriya, it would have been okay if there was no switcheroo? Because they're Eidech Hasima. She'll just bring us the Eidech Hasima later. That's fine for the Ramban, because for the Ramban, it's only a Chisar Nagbirah, so we'll devour later. And you know what? It's fine for the Ramban, even if he would have been on the other side of the Chakira, because he says the Hasima, Eidech Hasima, are good Eidech Kiyam. Tosos, maybe is on this side of the Chakira, and therefore does not want to give that answer. Although you can't be redite and argue from silence just because someone didn't give an answer. I mean, unless it was Mokhr, they should. Okay, what about the following case? What if there were alleged Eidech Hasima, but no one ever saw them? Alleged Eidech Hasima, no one ever saw them. She threw it in the fire. Says, here's your get with Edom. Right? Here's your get with Edom. And she threw it in the fire. Is that a good or not? The Ritva is meduyik that it is. Why is the Ritva meduyik that it is? Because the Ritva says, why didn't they answer the case of when the Gemara asked the Kasha on the first wide line, basically, where he said, get that was rakul yamal or she threw it in the fire. Why didn't they just answer that with the Eidech Hasima? The answer is, because mestama, that's a case when there were no Eidech Hasima. What does that imply? If there were Eidech Hasima, even if she threw it in the fire and no one ever saw the Eidech Hasima, it would be good. That is l'shitase of the, how am I going to stick this nafkamina? Right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, I guess if I use a different color. 6. What if... Right? Not. It's actually the opposite of this case a little. What if...
Do it on the right side.
No. It would be nice, but... Okay, you can put it next to it in your notes. Let's put it here. Put it here, here, and here. 6. Okay, we'll try. We'll try. Everyone give me a kavod. We'll tell them.
All right.
Make an arrow. 5. 6. What's Nafkamina 6? Nafkamina 6 is the following case. The Baal claims it was the Eidech Hasima, but no one ever saw the Eidech Hasima. Right? What about the following case? Right? Alleged Eidech Hasima. Right? Amarla Harize Gitech the Eidech Hasima. The lo karuhu ede mesira, the zarka lo'or, and she threw it in a fire. He claims they're ede chasima, but no one ever saw them, and she threw it in the fire, and the ede mesira didn't read it. So the ede mesira don't even know if they were ede chasima or what it said.
What do you say now? Presumably the ede chasima saw it.
What?
We're mekayin stuff by the ede.
Presumably the Eidech Hasima saw it, but the Eidech Hasima have no idea if that's the piece of paper he gave. Yeah, but some of the Eidech Hasima said, oh, we signed again for this guy 3 weeks ago. Do we know if he gave that to his wife or he joked around with her? We have no idea. Right? They don't know he gave it to his wife. If she'd be holding it now and bring it out, that would be one thing. But it's burnt in the fire. So we don't know. Did he give it to his wife for the Eidech Hasima and got burnt in the fire? Or no? Was he doing strange things and he threw that in the garbage yesterday and gave her a newspaper?
That's so
what would you say?
if the chisaron is in bira davar, you have no proof for that reading. Here, you clearly have no proof. The Eidei Mesira are no proof because they didn't read it. The Eidei Chasim are no proof because we don't even know if they're there. Right? So then obviously it would be puzzle. However, here, what if it was not a chisaron in bira davar? Remember what the Ritva Ramban said. Oh, we trust the husband that it's a get. Our question is just, is there Eidei Kiyum? Then you would say the same thing as here. Basically, if it's a matter of Kiyum davar, who cares if anyone read it later or not? We just care what it was. If it's a matter, what do I say? If it's a matter of Bir HaDavar, then if afterwards we see the Eidei Chasim, it's 100% kosher, what's the problem? If afterwards we don't see an Eidei Chasim, it's 100% possible, what's the problem? If there is Bir or there isn't. If it's a matter of Kiyum HaDavar, then six is the same as five. Then what would you say? You would say, Lefi Tosfos Pasol, and Lefi Rif, for Rambam, Virishone Sfarad, kosher, right? And this is actually Meduyuk in the Ritva. The Ritva himself, even though it seems like a big kula, the Ritva himself thinks is Medaik this kosher. Why? He says the case where she threw in the fire is without Eidei Chasima. If there were Eidei Chasima, then it would be okay. That's the deal. Why would it be okay if there were Eidei Chasima? No one ever saw the Eidei Chasima. They didn't write any Biur to us. Because the Ritva Ushitas doesn't care about Biur. He cares about Kiyum HaDavar. And Lamaisa, even though no one ever saw the Eidei Chasima, we trust that they were there. And if they were there, then they constitute Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, Lefi, Rishonei Sfarad, as opposed to Rishonei Ashkenaz.
That's only the Baal agree.
Yeah, that's only the Baal agree. So let's say we have good reason to believe they were there beforehand. Right? Like, for example, let's take Morty's case. Everyone knows the Eidim signed them 3 weeks ago. Signed it 3 weeks ago. We just don't know if that's the piece of paper he gave her. So the Ramban would say, if we don't know that's the piece of paper he gave her, we have no Bira. Because she burned it, and we can't see the Eidim. The Ritva would say, the problem's not Bira, the problem's Kiyum. And therefore, if he seems to have given her the piece of paper with the Eidei Chasima, then that's valid for Kiyum. Okay, the last two things I want to say about this. Number one, the interesting Ramah. The interesting Ramah seems to assume there's Tzvei Dinim about this. The Ramah says here, if you notice in the parentheses, the Ramah, he says, let me just find my chorus 42 here. They're here someplace, yes. Says the Ramah, if you notice, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says in parentheses, "Kin mashmer me Rabbeinu Yerucham anal delo kaveis Yosef." What does this mean? Beis Yosef quoted Rabbeinu Yerucham about what if they read it afterwards? Is that good enough? In one place, Rabbeinu Yerucham says it's good enough to read it afterwards, like Tosfos. In another place, says it's not good enough to read it afterwards, like the Maran. One of these, Yosef said, "Oh, tzarich ian Rabbeinu Yerucham soser himself." Okay, Rabbeinu Yerucham must have messed up here. Okay, says the Ramah. He says, reading the Darkei Moshe, he says, no. I don't think Rabbeinu Yerucham was soser himself from within the same page and messed up. I think you have to read Rabbeinu Yerucham more meduyak. And he makes a whole chiddush in reading Rabbeinu Yerucham. Do I know who's writing Rabbeinu Yerucham? No, but the Ramah is certainly worth considering. Let's read the Shulchan Aruch Yishal Korah, get Tchila v'Noshlo v'Neim v'Zerakto l'Or l'Yam, Afi Shabalam R'Kosha, Yerezeh Safek Migoreshes. Okay. That is basically the implication of our sugya. Hagah, vafilo niseis teitzei, not like the very makel day in Tosos. Aval, imaget adayin yotz mitach yada. If they didn't read it, but she has the get later, she didn't throw it in the fire. And what do you mean? We can read it later, right? That's the point. She has it to be, it's available to be read later. Then, im niseis lo teitzei, but she can't marry L'chadchila because they didn't read it right away. Teichef achar nesina. Right away. They didn't read it immediately or beforehand, so she can't get married L'chadchila. However, b'di'evah, the marriage is valid if she has it and they read it later. Okay, v'yesh cholkin. Fine, yesh cholkin. Fine. That's not the chiddush. What's the chiddush of the Ramah? The chiddush of the Ramah is there. There are three Ramot. Let's remember the chiddush of the Ramah alpi Rabbeinu Yerucham. What is the Ramah Pasnal P. Rabbeinu Yerucham? I should say Ramah. Three dargas. One darga is if lo karu klal safek migureshes v'niseis teitzei. If karu acharka acharzman, right, she has it and we can read it later. If karu acharzman, then lo tinase, ve'enises lo teitse. If karu miyad, then it's perfectly kosher. Right? If they read it immediately, it's perfectly kosher. If they read it a year later, then she's not allowed to remarry, even after they read it a year later. But if she did remarry, then b'dieved, she can stay married. And if they don't read it at all because she threw it into the garbage, then she suffered the reshes, and even if she's married, she has to get divorced. Why are these three madregas? Usually there's two madregas. Either you fulfilled the halacha or you didn't fulfill the halacha. If you fulfilled the halacha, it's okay. If not, then it's not okay. To whatever extent of chumrah, it's not okay. Why is the Ramah here saying that there's two different madregas? So whenever there's two madregas, I will admit, they're methodologically. Whenever somebody has two madregas, like you can violate this halacha a little and it's this bad. Or if you violate it a lot and it's even worse. That could be viewed quantitatively. Maybe he understood this takana came with quantitative levels. You could be made for the takana a lot and have a big penalty, or a little and have, or it's not a takana necessarily, it could be dindoresa, or a little and have a small penalty. Or it could be due to tzvei dinim. Maybe there are two different aspects going on here. If you violate one aspect, then you have one penalty. If you violate the other aspect, then you have another penalty. And I think it's very mistaken to read this Ramah. It's hard to prove. Whenever someone says, there are two different levels of violating this halakha, it's always hard to prove that's a qualitative or quantitative distinction, right? Is it just the same idea, just violating in greater or smaller quantity and getting penalized in greater or smaller quantity? Or no, are there two different ideas? But it could very well be, it's mistaken to me to say, maybe this Irini Racham is saying both sides of the Hakira. Maybe there are two problems here. Not exactly what Joel was saying. Both sides of the Hakira is in Hainu Hach. Because if both sides of the Hakira are Hainu Hach, then there's no nafkamina between them. Maybe the Rebbe Yerucham said both sides of this Hakira are right. But one is more chomer than the other. What do I mean by this? What I mean by this is, let's just say the lamas of Rebbe Yerucham. Anyone seen the green one? It's been missing for years. Okay. Years being weeks. Maybe Rebbe Yerucham has Tzvei Dinim, right? Maybe there are Beis Dinim according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. What are the Beis Dinim? The Beis Dinim are this. Mitzad Birur Hadavar. This is a very chomer, possibly Doraisa Din. What are the Beis Dinim? Mitzad Birur Hadavar. This is a Din Chomer Ulai Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa. Very chomer. If no one read it and we don't know what it says, we can't assume what it says, and you have no proof you're divorced. Then there's a different din. This is a din, I would say kal. Midrabanan. Right? I don't mean kal as in, it's only the chachila. I don't want to be mazalzel and chumra deishis ish. Din pachot chamor. Midrabanan. That midrabanan they were goes there, that if they don't read it, then if there's a psul of edekium and you can't rely on this at all no matter what happened. And what do I mean by this? What I mean by this is this. If they read it right away, then they have kiyum and they have birur. They read it right away as part of the gerushin, so they were edekium b'shaito, and you have proof. If they don't read it at all, let's say they never read it, right? Basically, what does this mean? Therefore, if they never read it, suffek migereshes. If no one ever reads it, that's very chomer. That's a lack of birur. The lack of birur is so chomer that if no one ever reads it, she's suffek migereshes. However, what if they read it later? If they read it later, they have the birur. There's just a lack of kiyum. Right? Karu achar zman. Then that's an iser kal midrabanan. Mitzad birur, it's a chisaron d'oraisa of birur if they didn't read it. Ever. But if they read it later, they have the birur. They just were missing edikim b'shaito. That's only a din drabanan. Karu achar zman. Then lo tinase. The emnises lo teitzei. What I'm claiming is this Rabbi Yerucham, if the Rabbi's pshat is right, might be saying both sides of this chakira, just pivoting around nafgamina 3, reading it afterwards. Right? It's not, oh, there's two sides and there's two different dinim if you read it afterwards. No. Both sides are right. If you don't read it at all, you're lacking kiyum and birur. Suffering egregious. If you read it later, you have the birur. You're just lacking the kiyum. That lack of kiyum is only rabbanan, so therefore, imniseis lo teitze.
Why can't you say that both sides are deraisa, and just the amount, the level of eidus that you need for kiyum is a lower level than you need for birur? There you're mitzar for nanzadi, according to many Rishonim.
Okay, I think that is ultimately what I'm saying, but you have to admit, there's a problem if they read it later. Meaning, what's the problem? He says there are two different problems. They don't read it all, it's one problem. They read it later, it's another problem. What are those two problems? If they don't read it all, it's a lack of birur. If they read it later, it's not a lack of birur, but it's a lack of kiyum. Give me a second. Okay, now I just want to end with one thing, which is, if there are these two tzadim in the chakira, whether or not they're tzvei dinim, there are these two tzadim in the chakira, and let me point that very, very clearly. The Ritva and the Ran are very clear. They say, mitzad birur, we 100% believe there was a get. Just since the Eidim didn't see it, it's a lack of kiyum. And at the very least, the Riaz and the Sefer Truma are very clear. Mitzad kiyum, it's totally chal if the Baal admits. Just mitzad birur, if anyone ever questions it, we have no proof. Right? So, I'm sorry, you're going to have to get the board. So, the question becomes, what is the... svara for... You got it?
Mm-hmm.
What is the svara for each side of the chakira? And here, we'll go back to what Joel was saying. What Joel was saying is that we should say neither side of this chakira. Or... rather, what was Joel saying? What Joel saying is that Misvara, what would he have said? He would have said that not Svei Dinim, just one din, that if you don't have Eidus, you don't have Eidus, you don't have Biru or Kiyum, right? Meaning, Joel's saying a third side of the Chakira. Could it be that a lot of Rishonim hold the side of the Chakira? It could be, right? Joel's saying a third side of the Chakira. What are we saying here? Let's say Tzadei HaChakira. Tzadei HaChakira, without the Rabbeinu Yerucham, right? Without Rabbeinu Yerucham. So, one was the Ritva and the Ran, which is that Yesh Birur B'li Kriya, but Chaser Be'edos L'Kiyum Hadavar. The second shot is, or the Ramban, or at the very least, the Sefer HaTruma and the Riaz, and maybe the Ramban, right, who says, no. They say, Yesh Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar B'li Kriya, but Ein Birur B'li Kriya. What did Joel want to say? Joel want to say, and it could be that other Rishon would say this. They just, if they held this way, they wouldn't say anything, because there wouldn't be a point saying anything, right? So I'm not saying no Rishon would do Joel. I'm just saying they wouldn't bother to say so. Right? He said, no. B'li Kriya. Ein Eidos. Lo Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. V'lo Eidos L'Birur HaDavar. And what is Joel saying? Because ultimately, Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar means Eidim who meet the standards of being Mevarit someday. And therefore, these... if you have Eidus, or you don't have Eidus. If you don't have Eidus, we're going to prove anything. It's not Kiyum HaDavar, and it's not a proof later. If you do have Eidus, we can prove something, then it is Kiyum HaDavar, and it is a proof later. Meaning, Eidus is Eidus. The whole point of Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is that it is potential Eidus L'Birur HaDavar. That's what Joel was saying. Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is potential Eidus L'Birur HaDavar.
That's the first time. The second time I had another thing. The second time I kind of agreed with you.
Yeah, I mean only your first thing you said. I'm not up to your second comment yet. Sorry. Al Rishon, Al Achron. Now, many of us will sit here and say, you know what, Taka? The third side actually seems very poshut. Either it's Eidus or it isn't Eidus. Regardless of what lumdus you put into it. Either it's Eidus or it's not. If our Gemara is saying it's not Eidus, whether Derais or Drabanan, what's the svara of these two tzadim? So, meaning, I don't think you need a svara for this third side, which is not on the board. I guess theoretically you have to go through the nafkaminas, right? You take the chumras of all the nafkaminas and figure out according to the third sad. Well, you know what? I don't want to use numbers and numbers. A, B, C. Okay. What's the svara of A and B? So that's just what, you know, Tzvi's been waiting a few days to ask me. What's the svara? What's the svara of... You don't need a svara for C. Either it's Aedus or it isn't Aedus. What's the svara for the Ritva and the Ran? It says, no, Taka, we actually 100% believe that it's a get. It's just no good, because you don't have Aedus Lakiyama Dara. So then I think their svara is easy. I think their svara is very reasonable. The Ritva said above in the case of Shmuel that there's a sunya of Basra whether her husband is believed to say divorce his wife or not. That's not clear. But when the husband does things that fit the narrative of divorcing his wife, everyone agrees that a husband's nema to say he divorced his wife. So that, this svara, I think, is pashut. And the Ritva basically explicates this svara. He says, without kriya, we have enough birur, because the Baal is neman to say that this piece of the paper is a get. We have enough birur. We believe the Baal that it's a get. So why do we have a chisaron of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar? We have a chisaron of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar because the whole point of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar is that we don't believe the Baal Adavar themselves. We need external people to witness it, right? Even if, for example, let me give you a classic example. Go back to Kiddushin. What if a woman says, I am Mekudeshes? Would we believe her? Yes, because the principle of Shagin Afshakhat of Yisura, right? So why is that good enough for her to get to be married without Eden? So, no, we might believe her mitzad birur. Okay, whether Shavi Nafshi birur is a chakir we're not going to get into now. I am the ketos. But we might believe her without birur, but the whole point of Edikiyam is that you need Eden besides the people themselves. Right? So this is obvious. Without kriya, you have enough birur, but the din of Eidos Lekiyam Hadavar is that Eidim need to see it in addition to the Baal Dover. The whole point of Eidus Lakiyam Dover is that even if the Baal Dover may or may not be Neman, but that doesn't matter because we need Eidus and not just Baal Dover. Right? Whether Hodos Baal Dover might count as Eidus, maybe or may not. But here it's not an Eidus of Hodos Baal Dover, as we pointed out. It's just an Eidus of Migo or Chazaka, etc. Okay, so I think the story of the Ritva is obvious. He says, there's no lack of birur here. We trust the husband for birur. There's a lack of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. The whole point of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar is that it can't be the people themselves. It has to be two external people. But what's the svara of the Shita B? What's the svara to say that Taka, there's no lack of Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. The only problem is, and this is what Joel Seckengaben was about, is there's a lack of birur, meaning we're not really sure. What is he saying? We're not really sure that it was a get. Right? There's a concern of birur. We don't really know if it was a get. But nonetheless, this is valid Eidikiyam. Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. We don't really know if it's a get. So Joel wants to say, maybe the standards for Eidus Lakiyam Adavar are lower than the standards for Eidus Labirur Hadavar. Right? Now, theoretically, you can make this all midrabanan, perhaps, but let's assume that whether it's a rice or drabanan, it's based on some yisod, then this comes out to be a big chish. Right? Because what are we saying? We're saying that mitzad birur hadavar, we don't actually know. But it's good enough for Eidus Lakiyam Adavar. So what are we saying? We're saying that without kriya, we don't actually know if there was a get. Right? I mean, if these Edom come into court, we'd say you haven't proven anything. They'd say, we saw him say harizegitech and give his wife a document. We'd say, sorry, you haven't proven anything in court. Just because he says harizegitech, who says that's a get? Not like the Ritva. He's not never going to say it's a get. Therefore, you haven't proven anything in court. Even though you haven't proven anything in court, it's still valid as Eidos Lekiyam Hadavar. What does that mean? But nonetheless, it counts as Eidos Lekima Dover. Why would it nonetheless count as Eidos Lekima Dover? Here, you have to get into a very, very fundamental Hakira about the nature of, this is a big Kiddush, by the way. It's a big Kiddush. What's this Riyah saying? These Edom cannot prove that she was divorced, but nonetheless, they're good enough to be Mekayim the Dover and effectuate the divorce. Right? Again, whether I'm, if you want to say the Ramban doesn't really agree and the Ramban's really C, it could be, but it doesn't matter. The Riyah doesn't say for a Truma really B. What they're saying is that the Kima Dover is here, the Bira Dover is lacking. This is a fundamental Hakira when it comes to Eidos Lekima Dover. What is the nature of Eidos Lekima Dover? What is the nature of Eidos Lekima Dover? Does Eidos Lekima Dover mean that, like in Gittin and Kiddushin, for example, in Gittin and Kiddushin, needs to be done in front of Eidim. What does Eidos Lekima Dover mean? Or else it's not Chal. Now we don't know. It's not Chal without Eidim. Right? Even Klap Yishmael Gal, it's not Chal. Why? What is the nature of these Eidikium? So one way of looking at Eidikium is potential Birur. Right? Potential Birur. What are we saying? We're saying that Gittin and Kiddushin are such important things that if you can't prove they happened later, then they're not Chal. The Torah says certain things we don't fool around with. If you can't prove they happened later, then we don't recognize them as being Chal at all because, you know, we don't want things happening that you can't prove that you can't prove what happened later. It's too much of a mess. So here, Hakira in the din of Eidos Lekiyom Hadavar. Does that mean you need potential beer? Of course, it could also be both. Or does that mean no? You just need presence of Eidim. That's basically the question. We say in the Eidos Lekima Dover, does that mean you need to do it in a way that Eidim could prove it later? Or does that mean that you need to do it in the presence of Eidim? If we say you need to do it in a way where there's potential to prove it later, then the Ramban's wrong. Then you can't say that we don't have a good enough proof, but it's good enough Eidos Lekima Dover. This Ramban, Riaz and Sefer Truma, have to be on this other side of the Chiyura. Then, basically, if Eidos Lekima Dover is potential Birur, then you would say, Shita A or C. Could say, you don't have to, but you could say Shita B. Basically, the Ramban is based on this more Mechudish side of the Chakira. The point of Eidos Lekima Dover is not that it needs to be done in front of potential proof. The point of Eidos Lekima Dover is just that it needs to be done in the presence of Eidim. Why would there be a din that needs to be done in the presence of Eidim, even if they're not potential proof? So, the Lechora, the answer is, Joel said, Chashivos, right? Meaning, Chashivos meaning that it makes this a more significant act. If you do something in front of Eidim, it is more significant if you're not in front of Eidim. Will the Eidim be able to come into court later and prove anything? Might not be what's important. What's important is that it's now a very, very formal, significant act because you're doing it in front of Eidim. Everyone knows when you do something in front of Eidim, it's a much more serious act. The Rav Chaim, the Pia Shmua, he almost says this in Hilchos Yivam HaChalitza, but he doesn't quite say this. In Hilchos Yivam HaChalitza, Rav Chaim says, you know when you need Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar and when you don't? Things where you need Das, you need Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar. Things where you don't need Das, you don't need Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar. He's trying to explain why the Rambam thinks that Chalitza and Yibam don't need Eidos Lekiyam HaDavar, which is what Machlokes we've shown him. Says why? Because Chalitza and Yibam don't need Das, right? Yibam, even if the guy falls off the roof and his lands and his Boel, his Yivama, it works without Das. And Chalitza, okay, perhaps needs Kavana. If he lands off the roof and she takes off his shoe on the way, you know, and his shoe comes off on her hand on the way down, that's no good enough. But if you tell him, oh, do this chalitza al manas that I'll give you 200,000 shekel, and you don't give him the 200,000 shekel, and he says it was a mekach tos, it doesn't matter because you don't need das for chalitza. So that's Rav Chaim's vort. So, mipia shmua, they say over Rav Chaim that it's not just that things that need das need Eidos Lekima Dover, things that don't need das don't need Eidos Lekima Dover. It's that the point of Eidus Lakima Dover is to create the Das. Is that you're serious about something when you do it in front of Edom. You're not serious about something when you don't do it in front of Edom. It creates more seriousness, which creates this Das. Now, all of this you could say, you know, creates seriousness when you do it in front of proof. So I admit that this is the more poshut side of the chakira, but if you ask here, what is the svara? Why do you need Edus Lakim Adavra? Fascinating question. You could just say that it is a Xeris Akasav, and if it was a Xeris Akasav, I don't understand why it's a Xeris Akasav. Because you don't want to have Kairos. You don't want a Balagan. You don't want everyone saying whatever they want and no being able to prove anything, and then there goes the system. So you could say it is a Xeris, but if you want to say Svara, you could say it is just a safeguard, right? You could always say Xeris Akasav, fine. It's a safeguard. The Torah says we can't have people just doing whatever they want and no one being able to establish it afterwards. So therefore, the Torah says, you know what? If you can't establish it afterwards, it doesn't count. Try again. Or you could say, just it gives more significance. Or das. After all, it's much more significant if you do something that you could be called on later. Right? You take something, you're take something much more seriously, and you think about it, and you really mean it. If you know you could be called, it could be proven to you later. But what if you say that nope, it's just presence of Edom? They don't necessarily have to prove anything. They just have to be present. It's Edom according to Ramban. It's valid Edus Lakima Davar. It's valid Edus Lakima Davar. Even if they can't prove anything in court, just because they were present, just because they were there. Agav, I would just add when it comes to Gittin. There's another reason that you could say that they need to protect the neighbor. If you say midin shtaros, it has to be a shtaraya. I'm not going to say that for Yudhisha Kesef, but in Gittin, you know, or shtaraya, at least in Gittin, you could say it needs to be potential beaver, if you understand that even according to a religious Yudhisha Sirakarti, a shtarkin is a shtaraya. But the svara, the chur would have to be significance. Again, or xeris akasav, slash das. Meaning, even if these Edom can't prove it in court later, nonetheless, I'm doing it in front of people. When I do something in front of people, that's much more serious than doing it just with no one watching. When people are watching, then this becomes a much more serious thing. It becomes a formal, it's a ma'amad, and not just a stam amirah, or even a ma'aseh. It's much more serious when I get other people involved. And again, you know, let's assume, right? The Ritva Yadusha says you need to know the Edom are there. Okay, that makes it more serious. Okay, so this Ramban would have to take, I admit, the Pashat side of the Chakira is that Edus Lakim Hadavar means potential Edus Labirur Hadavar. Right? That's what it means. The Torah is saying for Gittin and Kedushin, it's only Kayam if you do it in a way that could be Misbarer. For whatever reason, for a safeguard, to make it more significant and to make more serious about it, or at least in Gittin, as part of the Ma'arechet of Shtaros, if you assume all Shtaros are about proving things, that would be the more Pashat side, but the Ramban, Riaz, Sefer obviously don't hold that Pashat side of the Hakira. They hold, no, the standards of Edus Lakim Hadavar are lower. Edus Lakim Hadavar don't have to actually know what they're proving, they just have to be present. So the Rav discusses how much do they have to know, how much do they not have to know. After all, maybe there's a certain level of not knowing where they're not even present. For example, what if they don't even hear him say Harizagite, and they don't know anyone's doing anything, they're just like hanging out. Okay, maybe they at least need to have some shine, because he says Harizagite in front of them, and they understand that there's some get idea going on here, even if they don't have 100% proof, right? They might need at least some level of chazaka that they understand what's going on here, even if they can't prove it absolutely to this beyond a reasonable doubt. Just their presence is there, and what would just their presence contribute? L'chora contributes significance and seriousness to this ma'amad, which makes sense. Even if you can't take me to court later, when I do things in front of two people, that's much more of a formal, significant act than doing it, being then just, you know, writing you a love letter, or anti, love letter, being all the ben atzmo.
Again, I think just for another star after B.
Please.
I think your first has a chora either by condition. So that anything which affects the community or affects society needs to have representatives there.
That's interesting. Meaning you need to have representatives of the outside because whether or not they're going to prove anything in a court of law, Meaning they have representatives of the community because this has to do with the community. Okay, then, you know, the truth is, in all these things, a little bit yesh la'ayim, why they have to be kosher la'edos, right? That's obviously the weak part here. Why they have to be kosher la'edos. But I hear the svara.
Can you say something beyond that? I mean, I know I'm the one who instigated this.
Yes.
But can you say that they're there because of the guy is doing it because of the chashibut, let's say. And he says, Hari Zegitar. Isn't there an ansadi here that Mistam is a get?
That's what the Ritva thinks, that there's an ansadi that is
so there is a
get.
So there is a biur.
But the Ramban, but the Ramban obviously doesn't think so, because he says the Baal comes later and says Shtar Pasim, then she's not divorced. So obviously there's no ansadi. That's goof of the machlokas, whether there's an ansadi or not.
You can go even on the left side and still say there's some biur. Agree with the Ramban.
Aha, you could say the Edekiah needs some Ramah B-word, just not enough B-word to hold
the
up against.
The same way that we said it points to those who are showing that the Edek Hasima themselves are B-word without Reb Chaim, because of an Ansari.
Okay, but nonetheless, meaning they're not going to work in court if someone questions it. That's the tricky part, right? They're not going to work in court if someone questions it.
Hasima would.
I know, but here they won't, so that's why it's not so possible. Okay, all right, so let us now move on to the next sugya. Says that you'll get this board and then I'll start from scratch. Says the Gemara, weird case. Agav, before we leave this sugya, I'll tell you something that's a little strange. The Rambam, the Rif leaves out the case of the mezuzah and the case of Shmuel of giving her a blank piece of paper. And the Rambam leaves out the case of Shmuel, the blank piece of paper, but brings down the case of the mezuzahs. So it's a little funny why they would leave out cases in the Gemara. The two basic drachim are, and here I don't have anything intelligent to say. One answer is what the Beis Yosef says, it's a milsud lo shlicha, so they left it out. Okay, maybe they left out a milsud lo shlicha. What we'd be tempted to say is that, at least for the Rambam, no, you know why he left out the case of Shmuel? Because of the kash that used to be on the board there, because we say they have to read it beforehand. And if they don't read it beforehand, then it's no good. So therefore, we don't hold like Shmuel. That's the question. Do we hold like Shmuel or not? Well, the Beis Yosef assumes we hold like Shmuel, of course. Why would the Rama and Rif leave it out? Because it was milsud lo shlicha. They don't bring down every weird case. Okay. I mean, there's lots of weird cases in the Rama and the Rif. I'd be tempted to say, no, we don't bring down Shmuel because we don't hold like him. But since you have to read it, therefore, if it's a blank piece of paper and no one read it, it's no good. The only problem is that I don't know how to justify that. Maybe someone here, I don't know if anyone else thought about that here, came up with something. Because what do you mean to hold like Shmuel? Because you have to read it. The Rambam says you have to read it, and if not, it's suffic liberishus. So he should still bring out Shmuel. He should still bring out Shmuel to tell us that if he gave her a blank piece of paper, it's suffic, and they didn't read it, it's suffic liberishus. Right? It's not a astira. So Lemaisa, okay, just wanted to, if anyone else had a bright idea as to why the Rambam left out Shmuel, or the Rif left out Shmuel and the case of the mezuzah. I don't have a good Lundish explanation, so I'm going to have to, the Dochak, stick with what the Beis Yosef says, that they left out these things because they were lo shchiva, because they were too weird.
Which case did the Rambam bring down?
He brought down the mezuzah and left out Shmuel's blank piece of paper.
His only case of something egregious is the mezuzah.
No, and Stam, if they didn't read it, and she threw it in the fire. Right? Without the reading at first, I'm the
Beyonde. Maybe it holds like Tosus and Stanik Sav.
What do you mean, Stanik Sav?
It is. Tosus understands the case of Shmuel only if at the time of the writing you could see something.
Right, so the Rambam should have said.
So maybe he held that at the time of the writing you couldn't see anything. And therefore it's not.
But the case of Shmuel then would be worth the time of the writing. I'm not sure if you could see anything.
The case of Shmuel at the time of the writing, you don't see anything.
But then, no, because then that's against the Gemara, because the Gemara says Cheshina and then Lo Cheshina. Shmuel has to make sense for himself.
Not so that. The Ramban learns Shmuel, they understand Shmuel in that way, that at the time of the giving of the get, you can't see anything.
No, you're cheating. You're saying he understands Shmuel like the Ramban, but Pasim's like Rashi and Tosos. Like no, because then he can't read the Gemara of Shmuel. He has to be able to read the Gemara of Shmuel. Okay. Anyway, let's go by dirt to a weirder case. How gava? Ready? The olav beknisha shakos le'vitor biyol le'vaser olav harvei ze hagitech. He took the Sefer Torah, gave it to his wife, and said, here's your get. Amar Rav Yosef, the Mayan Lichus Lover. He says, we're not Choshish. This is not a Chashash of Gerushin. Why? If we say maybe he wrote in disappearing ink on the Sefer Torah, maybe he wrote in disappearing ink on the Sefer Torah, right? Remember, may milim, disappearing ink, but it could still have validity because you can bring it out with the Maya Denora. No, ain't may milim got me milim. A Sefer Torah al piel wacha has to be mu'upatz. You have to tan the hide with gallnut juice, treat the hide with gallnut juice before you write the Sefer Torah on it. Therefore, may milim al gabi may milim is no good. Interesting, the Meiri says something a little weird here. Everyone else says, because what happens if you write may milim al gabi may milim? It disappears and can't be brought out with Maya Denara, because how can you bring out the may milim? It's all may milim. Right? That's the pashpat. The Meiri sounds like, it could come out through Maya Denara, but it's so faint it doesn't count. That's very strange. Simple pshat is, if you may milim always disappears. If you write may milim on raw paper, it'll come out through Maya Denara. It'll disappear in 5 minutes, come out through Maya Denara. If you write Meimilim on Mu'upatz, then it'll disappear in 5 minutes and never come out, because it's all the same. Okay, so therefore, ain't Meimilim got Meimilim. Maybe he did write Meimilim. Maybe he could see it for 5 minutes, but now it disappeared and can never come out. And therefore, it's not Aksav. Even Shemkrisa's this must say, no, it's not that he wrote his own get in the Sefer Torah. But the Sefer Torah is a get, because it says, V'ayam lo tintachim be'inav v'chatav la Sefer Kritot v'natav b'yadam shalham v'etot. So it does say Sefer Krisos. It says all the lashon of a get in the Sefer Torah. No, ha'be'inav v'chatav la l'shma, but it hasn't written l'shma. This Sefer Torah wasn't written l'shma. V'leka, v'chitem v'lechosh dema'aktav yom l'zul l'safra me'ikara. And if you say, no, maybe he paid the silver before he wrote this get. Maybe this is quite the plot here. Maybe he paid the Sefer Torah before he wrote this Sefer Torah to write the Parsha in Kitate saying Lishma for him to divorce his wife, so maybe it was Lishma.
Wouldn't this be a problem that then the Sefer Torah would be put? If you're thinking of doing this for that, then you're not thinking of doing this for that.
No. Maybe you could have more than one Lishma. Maybe you could have a dual purpose item. I hear your taina. You could have said, if you have it in mind, L'shem Get, that's Goreya from the L'shem Sefer Torah. Obviously, this Gemara assumes differently. Obviously, this Gemara assumes that you can have L'shem of two things. By the way, that's a big issue in Halacha L'maisa of when you make the cloth. Do you have to decide if you're making it L'shem Torah or Tefillin or Torah or Tefillin, right? Can you have a dual purpose item? Okay, but our Gemara seems to be a good riot that you can have a dual purpose item.
That doesn't mean that the get's kosher. The
Gemara's
not addressing whether
it's kosher. Or if you're saying maybe talking to the Sefer Torah is possible, that's not a problem now.
Actually, is that. But some of the people who write Megillahs usually buy leftover cloths from the Sefer Torah to write the Megillahs because it's.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Although maybe Megillah and Sefer Torah are closer because they're both Kisvei HaKodesh, but Yesh Lion. Okay, so what does the Gemara finally say? So it sounds like it should be a chashash of a get. Because maybe he gave the money to Sofer Rai L'shma. No, Habe'inan, Shina Shmo Shma Shemir Shemir Obeleka. Okay, we're not sure if we have the Gersa of Shina there. Why not? I mean, this is the interesting part. Why not? Why would we, what should it say? Habe'inan, Shmo Shma Shemir Shemir Obeleka. It needs to have their names and places, and it doesn't. Basically, it doesn't have their names. Even if it has Sefer Krisos, but doesn't be out of Michelle Meso, it doesn't have their names, so it's possible. Why would the word Shina be in here? L'chor, the word Shina be in here because there's a Mishnah that says Shina Shmo Shmashim Yerushim Yeru Apostle Teitzei Seir Zeh with Kol Drachma Eluba, etc. So either they're quoting the Lashon of the Mishnah, Rashi brings both yourselves. Either they're quoting the Mishnah, even though here it's not that he changed it, it's that he just didn't write it, but they quote the Lashon of the Mishnah, or they're not quoting the Lashon of the Mishnah, they say Shmo Shmashim Yerushim Yeru Vileka. Okay, so therefore, it's not a chash at all, because even though it says Krisos in the Torah, it doesn't have their names. Avra, Yoz, Mekamash, and if so, what's Yoz's Kiddush? Like, now it's obvious, it doesn't have their names, what's the Hapmina? The answer is Shein Yemilin, Gavim Yemilin. No, his Kiddush, that Yemilin and Gavim Yemilin, doesn't have their names. Okay, we know that, because we learned off your tests. Not everyone in the time of Yoz, they hadn't learned off your tests. They might not know the rule of Ein Yemilin and Gavim Yemilin. So the Kiddush is Ein Yemilin and Gavim Yemilin. Fine. What's interesting about this sugya is this sugya sounds like the shemos are ma'akev in a get. Not only that, this sugya sounds like the shemos are ma'akev d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Well, let's think about it. What was the havmina? Do you think the Havamina was to say she's Vadai divorced? If he gave her a Sefer Torah? Do you think the Havamina was that he Vadai gave money to the Sofer to write it Lashma? It's a weird Havamina. L'chor, the Havamina is to say she's Suffolk divorced. Nafkamina, is she going to marry Kohen? Right? So L'chor, the Havamina is to say she's Suffolk Megoreshes. Because maybe. So what's the Kamash one? The Kamash one is she's Vadai not Megoreshes. And that, everyone agrees, comes out of our sugya. Without the names, she's Vada Eina Megoreshes. Okay? If without names, she's Vada Eina Megoreshes. Why? Because until now, we didn't want to say she's Vada divorced pre-married. That's ridiculous. We just want to say she's Chashash of a get. But without names, there's not even a Chashash get. She's an Eishesh government at Torah because there were no names. That means Shemos are Daraisa. If Shemos are Daraisa, then the question becomes two questions, right? without getting into Tosos, I don't know if anyone looked at the Maran and Marasha. Let's put the two questions on the board. I can get the board? What comes out of our sugya? Ready? What comes out of our sugya, Rabosai? Diyuk from our sugya. Diyuk mi maisa dirav Yosef, which is that without Shemos, it's vadai not a get, meaning mi d'oraisa, right? Let's say better. A get without Shemos is batel min haTorah. And that's where you'll see, in the end, my nechashla, it's not even a chashash of gerushin, because it's batel min haTorah. Batel min haTorah. So, the problem is thus. What are the two questions? There's a textual question and a svara question. The textual question is, who says that you need Shemos and their Ma'akev? The textual question is that Tosos asks for the Mishnah and Dafpeim and Aleph. What did the Mishnah say in Dafpeim and Aleph? The Mishnah says in Dafpeim and Aleph, Shina Shmo Ushma Shem Iro Shem Ira. If he changed, he wrote the wrong name or the wrong city. Yaakov divorced Rachel, and he wrote that Yitzchak divorced Rachel, or that Yaakov divorced Leah. Or Yaakov from New York divorced Rachel, and he wrote that Yaakov from Milwaukee divorced Rachel, or, you know, Rachel from Milwaukee, etc. Right? Teitzei Zeh Uzeh, she has to leave the second husband and the first husband, Chol Drachma Eluba, meaning she is now in big trouble. If she gets remarried, it's not a valid divorce. She's still married to the first guy, and if she gets remarried, she has to leave the second guy because she's still married to the first guy. It's not a valid get. She can't go back to the first guy because she's an adulteress. And she loses all her monetary privileges, everything it says in the first part of the Mishnah. She's no ksuba, virus, etc., etc. Okay, bad news. The Gemara says very explicitly in Amud Beis that some of this Mishnah is only Rabbi Meir. Some of this Mishnah is only Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, Kol ha mishanim ya be'er shetam ha'cham begitten of lad mamzer. I mean, it'd be drabbanan, it's no good. The Gemara on Amud Beis says very clearly, Shmo Shmo Shem Yerushim Ira is not Rav Meir. It's even the Rabbanan. Bein Rav Meir, Bein Rabbanan. All Tanaim agree that Shina Shmo Shmo Shem Yerushim Ira is Pasul. Okay. Is it Pasul Midah Oraisa or Pasul Midah Rabbanan? Not clear. Many Rishonim hold that if you change it, it's Pasul Midah Oraisa. Tosos here for some reason that they heard him deal with assumes that it's only Pasul Midah Rabbanan, but either way, it's Pasul. What's the diyuk? What's the diyuk from the Mishnah? If you write the wrong name, it's pasul. The diyuk is, what if you write no name? Then it's kosher. Or at least, you know, kosher on some leveling. It's not l'chachila tinase, but it's at least kosher on the level of inises lo peitze. Right? That's the diyuk from the Mishnah. Seems to be a good diyuk. The wrong name is pasul.
Why didn't just say didn't write her name? Right? That would have included the wrong name and no name. If I said if you wrote the wrong name, it's pasul, the diuk is, but if you wrote nothing, it's kosher. That's the diuk, that's what bothers everyone from. Right? So what's the problems? What are the two problems? One problem is diuk from the Mishnah on Daf Pei. Shina shmo ushma pasal ha hishmit kosher. Right? If you write the wrong one, it's pasal. But if you write nothing, it's kosher. Right? Who was that? Remember we had Rav Zilberin? Who was that Rav Zilberin? Right? He wrote all the things from the Bezdin. Who gave us the shir, right, Kenyon? Right? What he say, whenever you have something that you're masupik, you're not 100% sure it's right, better to leave it out. Because if you leave it out, it's no problem. Right? And if you write it wrong, it would be a problem. Right? Leaving it out is not as bad as writing it wrong.
Exactly for this, what's the point of having a name there? I would assume that having a wrong name is worse than not having a name at all.
Exactly. That's the deal. Having a wrong name is worse than having no name at all. So therefore, if having no name at all was possible, you should have said having no name is possible, and obviously a wrong name. If you say having a wrong name is possible, that implies that having the no name is kosher. Right? Now, maybe not kosher l'chachila, maybe midrabanan, but at least kosher that ain't called drachma in, well, we don't say teitzei mizeh
mizeh. Well, you said that shina is possible because at least you have to have a name.
Really? You think a wrong name is better than no name? No, I have a lot of trouble with that. We all know that a wrong name is worse than nothing.
They could just be different issues. Like if Gedney Spades ever occurs or Spheres of Iron, needs to include between A and B. If there's no name, then it's not between A and B. That's going to be one. So just the wrong name is a different problem. It's a Zoom and Tupper issue.
But you don't think the wrong name is also no name?
No.
Okay, that's a big finish. What you're saying is that, no. Adaraba. If it had just said no name is possible, you might have thought the wrong name is okay, because at least there's a name.
Okay, it's still bad. It's just bad for a reason. You can make this.
No, but hold on a second. We're going to fight with something where I don't think it's worth fighting about, but I'll spend more time anyway. Let's say the Mishnah had said, if you don't write the name, it's totally possible. What would you have thought if you wrote the wrong name?
In order for it to be kosher, it needs to be a document.
You would have had a havamina, the wrong name is kosher. And therefore, you need to tell us the wrong name is kosher.
I would have thought that was the psul.
I don't care if that's the psul. I just care, what would you have thought? If the Mishnah had said, lo kasav shmo ushma, teitzei mizeh mizeh v'kol drach me'elev, what would you have thought about the wrong name?
Also bad.
So therefore, the Mishnah should have just said, no name is kosher, and we would have known it wrong that the wrong name is kosher. I don't care, we would have known it. If it's for two different reasons, then you're saying we might not have known the second reason if we had the first reason. You're saying if the Mishnah had said, with no name it's possible, you would have thought the wrong name is okay.
Because of that reason, there would be a different problem,
But is that different reason more obvious?
I don't
know if
it's more obvious than that.
You're denying the diuk. If you want to deny the diuk, you can. I think it's a good diuk. I think it's a very good diuk. I think it's an excellent diuk that you're saying it has to be a story with the wrong people. It's still,
it's still a story.
Okay, Tzvi is saying that it's not a good diuk. Tzvi is saying, yes, in one way, wrong names are worse than no names, but in another way, no names are worse than wrong names, and therefore you can't make any diuk. If it had just said, lo kasav shmo ushma, then it still would have also had to say Shina Shmo Shma. Okay.
Shmo Shma means.
You want to deny the diuk? The okay, says Tzvi with a T, right? He denies the diuk. Okay. I'm not comfortable denying this diuk. To me.
How can the Yankim ever sign it?
Did you get a checker?
What? They make a mistake.
The Yankim signed it, they take the checker.
They made a mistake.
Mistake.
No, what if you made a Masira?
I thought Reuben killed Shimon and he killed
him. No, so I guess, so just, what if they, so say it's on Yehudi Masira, that doesn't bother me. Meaning,
But then Mizriach Mitzalcha.
No, the Sefer Torah doesn't have... No, hold on. Remember, we're talking about our case of Sefer Torah. There's clearly no Edei Chasima
there. Why don't we just change the case here and say that it's drawn to Rabbi Di'evan, that's the easiest case. In other words, not to assume that Rabbi Yossi held them as Baal and right, that it's only Baal and Jerusalem. Rabbi Yossi. Why don't we change the...
Because it was only Pasul Midrabanan. If it was only Pasul Midrabanan, then we have to be Choshesh that Minator Shiz Megoreshin is Psula Kahuna. And he says, Lo my Nechosh, we're not Choshesh. He says, the my Chayshinan, right? Batal Minatorah, because the Loshon is, right? L'maynechush. We're not even choshesh that it's a get. Therefore, it must be batal min haTorah. Okay, here is the technical question from the Mishnah. Let's see if we can... let's see if we can answer that technical question from the Mishnah. How can we answer that technical question from the Mishnah? So... By the way, what's the interesting question? The Svara question is, Maham Makor Batorah, right, is what's the Makor in the Torah? What's the Makor in the Torah to say you need shameless in a get? After all, it says, V'kasla sefer krisos v'nasma yadav shalpani beso. It doesn't say anything about their names. So, okay, let's start with the second question. What's the mucker in the Torah to require their names in a get? So, says Tosos L'shitaseh, he can get it to work for one Tana. And that Tana happens to be the one in the Mishnah, and therefore, he's going to use that to beef up his question. For which Tana, according to Tosos, does it for sure work? Because what does Rabbi Meir hold according to Tosos? Rabbi Meir holds like a Hasima Karsi. According to Tosos, what does that mean? Muchach mitocho. It needs to be an internal self-sufficient proof of what happened. There are no names. It's not a self-sufficient proof, right? So, of course, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. So that can't really be the answer because we know we pass link Rabbi Elazar, right? But we'll call this, Aleph. But Tosos does not say anything, by the way, about how he didn't say anything about... how we hold, right? He only says Fira Meir. Fira Meir, it's easy. Muchach mitocho is a din d'oraisa Fira Meir according to Tosos. But that's not really satisfactory. Why is that not satisfactory? Because we're not Rav Meirniks. We are Rav Elazarniks. Orthodox Judaism nowadays hold like Rav Elazar. And therefore, we have to figure out how, according to us, according to Rav Elazar, it might be necessary min haTorah. So what makor are you going to find? Min haTorah. How can you find a mucker min haTorah? Who says that? The Ramban and the Ran, right? The Ramban and the Ran say, we saw in the Ramban, Sefer Krisos. And what, where do you see that Sefer Krisos means it has their names? What drasha does he use? Sfiras Devarim. Interestingly, in the Gemara, here's a machlokas. Do we see this Mishnah already? Yeah, remember at the end of our Mishnah, Yosef Lili says, you can't write on an animal or a food. Why can't you write on an animal or a food according to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili? Because it says Sefer. And an animal or a food is not a Sefer. I'm saying a Sefer doesn't have to be a hardbound book with paper. We have we can have a broad definition of Sefer. But clearly, animals and foods are not Sefer. Right? Therefore, he has a drasha. How do we know? Sefer means a slightly broad definition, but not in... but not an infinitely broad definition. Okay, the Rabbanan. What do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say, no, you think sefer means a chefza of a sefer? And then you have a drasha to say it doesn't have to be parchment, it can be anything that's not animals or food. No, sefer the sefiras tvarim hudasa. Sefer doesn't mean a chefza of a sefer. Sefer means it is the story of divorce. I mean, they argue what the word sefer means. Does sefer mean a certain type of chefza, or does sefer mean a certain type of text? Right? Is sefer referring to the surface it's written on, or the words written on the surface? Now, in the Gemara, interestingly, Rabbi Yossi says, I learn a chiddush lahalacha from sefer. It has to be the right kind of chefza and not an animal or a food. What do the Rabbanan say back to him? No, it's not telling you anything about the surface you're writing on. It just means it's words of Croesus. To the Rabbanan, what are there? If you read the Gemara, you'd say, Rabbi Yossi thinks there's a drusha from the Sefer, and the Racham thinks there's no drusha from the Sefer, it's just pshuto shamikra, spheres Croesus. What are the Rabban doing here? The Rabban makes a chiddush, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara never says that the Rabbanan learned something from Sefer. You could have read the Rabban as just pshuto shamikra, no drusha here. Rabban says, no, they both have a drusha from Sefer. Rabbi Yossi darshins Sefer, it has to be on a Sefer, not an animal or food. And the Chacham Darshan Sefer, Spheres Devarim, has to be a story and not just a concept, not just an abstract concept. And well, how do you make something into a story as opposed to an abstract concept? So I think we all know that a story needs names involved, right? The idea of a woman being divorced from her husband and Bumteres Lechal Adam is an abstract idea. Reuven divorcing Leah is a story, so the shamas are necessary to make it a spheres devarim. That's the Ramban and the Ran. And the Ran say, spheres devarim. They say spheres devarim. Okay, the Ramban brings two other deos as well. What are the two deos? He brings a yesh omrim. I forget exactly the lashon of... Sorry, I forget what he called. Does he each omrim and each this? I didn't write down exactly what he called each of them. But, says the Ramban, give me a second. Here we are. There's a yesh omrim and a yesh lafarish. Fine. What does the yesh omrim say? I'm not sure who this is. Ramban b'shem yesh omrim says... It is only a din derabanan. There's no makor in the Torah. No, it's a din derabanan. If it's a din derabanan, then why are we not choshesh for it in our sugya? If it's a derabanan, then why do we say in choshem? So the Yesh Omer says it's a din derabanan, but, and by the way, where would we have a havmin if the rabbanan made a din of shemos? Why do you think the Rabbanan made it? Didn't you have to write the names?
That's a kind of Rabbi,
was it Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel is Zaken, but he showed how you Shmosh Moshe. Originally, they used to write the wrong name. Hiskim Rabbi Gamliel is Zaken, because of Ishploni Vachol Shem Sheishlo, Ishaplon is Chol Shem Sheishlo, and they Tigan Olam. Nay, Tigan Olam, you need a requirement, you have to write all the names. Okay, there's actually a big machlokas Rishonen. Poskim had to interpret this Mishnah. What does it mean you have to write Ishploni v'chol shum she'eshlo? Does it mean you have to write Ishploni? Reuven v'chol shum she'eshlo? You literally write Reuven and any name he has? Does it mean no? You write Reuven and you write any name. Reuven, Hamachona Robert, Hamachona Ruby, v'chuli v'chuli v'chuli. Or does it mean both? You have to write Reuven, Hamachona Robert, v'chol shum she'eshlo. Okay, but it doesn't matter. That takana was clearly to write multiple names. But you could understand, obviously, b'chlal the takana of multiple names that you have to write a name, right? So if a name is d'oraisa, his takana was just to write all the names, in however you write it. But maybe his takana was also to write a name, right? So maybe it's only takana d'rabbanan from Rav Gamliel or beforehand, we can't know for sure, right? It's a din d'rabbanan, ulai mi takanas. But then why do we say l'may nechushla? Why are we not choshesh? So the Yesh Omrim cheats a little, right? And says, as it were, and says, but what do we find Chazal do not say about Gerushin, but say about Kiddushin in the Gemara? What do Chazal say about Kiddushin in the Gemara, but not about Gerushin? In the Gemara of Afkinu? Called the Mekadesh a Dait to the Rabbanan Mekadesh, right? Called the Mekadesh a Dait to the Rabbanan Mekadesh, right? What does that mean? The Rabbanan, the right to be Afkir, your Kedushin. Oh, how could they go against the Torah? Because you're only Mekadesh, and Das the Rabbanan. Right? That's how they could be Afkin or Rabbanan, that's what he said. Kedesh Levi Tavas Zo, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael. Okay, the Gemara never says anything about Get, but anyone ever read a Get? What are the last three words in a Get? Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, right? So it says the Ramban. That's Moshe Yisrael. Called the Megarish, Adai, the Rabbanan Megarish. Whoever divorces only divorces, Aldas, that the Rabbanan agree with his divorce. Some Takanas, the Rabbanan, they agreed with his divorce. They just said,
lo tinase, and nises teitzei, and nises lo teitzei, in a blood mamzer. Sometimes the Rabbanan says, don't divorce this way. But if you do it, we agree it's a divorce. We just give you a lo tinase. You know, some cases, this is the chiddush the Ramban. The chiddush the Ramban is that there's no raya for this in Shas. The Ramban says, in some cases, the Rabbanan said, we require this in your get, and if you don't follow it, we don't agree to the get bechlal, and if possible, midoraisa. Din the Rabbanan, shegoreim lebitol haget midoraisa mishum dekol demigaresh adaita the Rabbanan migaresh. Okay. That's the Yesh Omrim in the Ramban. He also brings down a Yesh Lefarish in the Ramban. What is?
The last step, how does it become Doraisa?
Because since the Ramban were talking, you have to write the Shemos. If you don't listen to their comment, don't write the Shemos, they don't agree it should be a get, since you were only Megarish to Das Moshe of Yisrael. And they don't, again, Moshe might have agreed, but Yisrael didn't.
It's like it's nine the Gerishim.
It's like it's nine the Gerishim. You're only divorcing Kedas Moshe Yisrael if Moshe agrees, yeah. Meaning if the Doraisa agrees, and if Yisrael, if the Chacham agree, since the Chacham don't agree. Now again, sometimes they don't agree, but they agree with the Eved. Here they don't agree with the Eved. Therefore, it's like the time wasn't this time, and you're never divorced.
But if you can't be the Gerishim and the Kaddish without this, no, it's not like
a... fair enough. Okay, fair enough. Very good, right? We're not getting to that. Now it's not really a sugya. Isn't that people happen to have such a tanai, or no? That by definition, divorce and marriage are more... It's funny, what do they call it in nowadays? Personal status. Personal status is anything but personal. By definition, you're doing it as part of a klal and not as a prat. Okay, then he quotes a yesh lefarish in the Ramban. Ramban... Vishen Yesh Lafarish, he says, nope, it's only a Din D'Rabbanan. If it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, the Tosfos Rosh and the Havmina also thinks that it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, and we'll see many others, right? The Od, right? It's only a Din D'Rabbanan. If it's only a Din D'Rabbanan, then why does it say my Nechosh? Why aren't we Choshesh in our Sugya if it's only a Din D'Rabbanan? If it's only a din rabbanan, why aren't we choshesh? The havmin of the Tosfos Rosh also held as the rabbanan, and not only that, excuse me, the ritva here assumes it's only the rabbanan, even though in kedushin he's like a little mesopic. If it's only din rabbanan, not only that, but what does the Mordechai say? What does the Mordechai say? It's a Mishin and Dalet. What does the Mordechai say? The Ramban says it's only Din Drabbanan. And that's also the... fine. Let's let the Ramban say it's only Din Drabbanan. If it's only Din Drabbanan, then why are we not Choshesh? Right? M.K. Lumbalon Chashinan. Why aren't we Choshesh here if it's only Din Rabbanan? Why aren't we Choshesh for get? It's only a sold Rabbanan if you don't write Shmo Shma. In which case, we should still be Choshesh that is a get that's the Chashinan writes and Pasal Rabbanan, and it should make her unable to marry a Kohen from now on. So what is the Rabban answer in the H. Lefarish? No, that's not the Rabban. The Ramban says, but it's not my nechosh that it wouldn't be an effective get. It would be an effective get in Daraisa. We just don't think he told the sofer to write it with Shema. We don't think that he would go through all this trouble if it was possible for a get that's possibly Darabana. For a get that's kosher, he might have said, I want to be shticky. You never met a shticky kind of guy who he would love to divorce his wife to save her Torah by making the whole trick with the sofer beforehand to be cool. Right, that might have happened. But if it's going to be puzzled Rabbanan anyway, then no one's crazy enough that they go through this whole shtick for a get that is puzzled mid Rabbanan. So the answer to Ramban, why are we not Cheshinan? Ki ein sikoy, if I can use modern Hebrew, there's no chance sehektim dinar lesofer kedei lichtov get have pasul midrabanan. If the get is pasul midrabanan, when he calls lohu ilu masav, if it's going to be pasul midrabanan anyway, he wouldn't go through all this thing. So it's not that if he, everyone else reads it, even if he did it, it wouldn't work. The Ramban's reading it. No, Mustama, he didn't do it. Mustama, he didn't do it. Okay, there is another shita, however. What's the other shita? The other sheet, two other shitas, but the hour is late.
And we haven't gotten as far as even,
not even close. Okay, this will have to be continued. What do we want to find out? We want to find out, A, what are the other shitas about why you need Shmo Ushma? B, and this will be a little more technical, but there will be something clever. How do we answer the steer of the diak from daf pei if we assume, unlike Tzvi, that it's a good diak? And C, most importantly, what we want to figure out is if we have all these different opinions as to where the names came from, what the svara is to require the names in a get, we have all these different opinions as to what the svara is to require names in a get, what is the lumdish difference in the function of a name according to those svaras, and how does that affect the various nafkaminas of all the tremendous machlokos that we find in the poskim about the details of writing names. So I'll have to pick up with that, Amir Tzashem, on Monday. I know Monday is a, I know Monday's a tightness. Effie, can you come on Monday?
Sure.
Isaac, can you come on Monday?
Yes,
sir. Tzvi, Jake, can you come on Monday? Adi, can you come on Monday? Okay, so hopefully everyone will be able to come on Monday. I know at least one person who will not be able to make it on Monday. I apologize. But we'll continue our regular schedule on Monday, and we'll finish this inyan and go a little...